Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Thoroughly Confusing Thursday, the 18th day of August, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 72 degrees here, 4,200 feet in High Cascades of Northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 79 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It's just, I mean, enough of a little drizzle rain going on just to make you, just to kind of fucking like, you know, tease at you. Not enough to even knock the dust down. It was just bust loose the rain, but it's not gonna. I know it's not. I know what they've done. I know what you've done, you bastards. Anyway, let's see what we're going to open up with here. Trudeau celebrates Canadian windfall from Biden signing Inflation Reduction Act. Well, of course. This one, I got this goddamn, what the hell did they call it, North American Union? It went right through, man, didn't it? Yeah, goddamn Obama did his number one part. Then here come along Trump tards. And fucking, well, no, something different. See, what we're going to do here, right here. There was a second fucking part. All the time, the fuckers pouring over our fucking border, removing our goddamn border. And now here's the fucking finish of it. Plain and fucking simple. Without the fucking goddamn consent of the people and against our fucking wishes. We'll talk about it when we get back.
Seems I got to have a change in scene. 'Cause every night I have the strangest dreams. Imprisoned by the way things used to be, yeah. Left here on my own, so it seems. I got to leave before I start to scream. 'Cause somebody locked the door and took me. Feeling alright. I'm not feeling too good myself. Feeling
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Trudeau celebrates Canadian windfall from Biden signing Inflation Reduction Act. Oh, goddamn, we need to. Is there a country we're not sending money to? As ours goes down the fucking tube? Is there one? Goddamn, if there is, report it or hurry. This is goddamn bullshit. Anyway, this is from Fox News. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau took to social media to celebrate President Biden signing and the Inflation Reduction Act. What they see there, what the fuck has got to do with your country? That North American Union, they put that through. It was done by fucking goddamn Obama, and it was done by Trump, and it's been finished by goddamn Biden. And Trump tried to play that game, the con game, or something else. Bullshit! And they poured over the whole fucking time you were in there too, you lying cocksucker. But now you, I mean, fuck, man. I mean, our legislation affects fucking Canada's goddamn bottom line. That means they're getting our goddamn money or our goddamn wealth anyway. Signing of Inflation Reduction Act, boasting that the American legislation will be a win for Canadians. Is there one motherfucker in this goddamn fucking corporation that it represents the people of the United States of these Americas? One? I don't think so. It's official. POTUS signed legislation that will include Canada in a new tax incentive for electric vehicles purchased in the United States, Trudeau said today on Twitter. This is a good news for Canadians, for our green economy, and for our growing electric vehicle manufacturing sector. So now we're going to pay subsidies to fucking foreign fucking companies for the rich fucks that can afford to buy these goddamn electric vehicles, right? You do understand that every one of these son of a bitches, you're paying for the person who cannot fucking afford gas to go to work is fucking paying a portion of the fucking goddamn price of the electric vehicle for the fucking millionaires, billionaires, trillionaires. Biden signed the Inflation Reduction Act on, I love the way they fucking put the goddamn tags. Inflation Reduction Act, what this is here, this is bullshit. Like calling a turd an ice cream parlor. The Patriot Act, the most patriotic thing that's ever fucking been slapped on the fucking American people. We're going to call it the Patriot Act. Well, it's going to be the patriots that shove it down your goddamn throat and break it off, you motherfucker, just before you hang. With this law, the American people won. No, we fucking did not. We never fucking, the American people won because we're going to pay Canadians for their fucking car industry. We're going to subsidize their car industry now. So we won, guys. Talk about, hey, that corporate welfare now isn't even going across the goddamn state lines federal lines into fucking Canada. Hey, you want some, hey, they ain't getting no corporate welfare. What the fuck's going on here? Get them some corporate welfare. With this law, the American people won, and the special interest lost. How do you fucking figure that fucking mass? I mean, who said that? Who wrote that? You reckon Obama wrote it? Or you reckon fucking Soros wrote it? You reckon fucking Barry Sanders wrote it? You reckon Hillary Clinton fucking wrote it? I mean, if you were right in my face, I'd spit on you. Just for you fucking, you goddamn insult my intelligence. Special interest lost. Shit. I don't know. I think goddamn this big huge company that makes goddamn electric cars is a special interest, don't you think? I think this is corporate welfare going over the goddamn borders now. Until yesterday they were talking about the loan forgivable fucking thing, and everybody righteously, there should be no loans. We don't need nothing. We just need what they're stealing, giving back to us. We want our goddamn money you've taken fraudulently, our wealth you've taken fraudulently. We want it in our fucking hands. We didn't ask you to be our mommy and daddy, and we didn't consent to be your goddamn charge. So you fucking give us what belongs to us and get the fuck running. Because I know what I'm going to use some of mine for. Chasing your fucking ass down. Biden said, this administration began amid a dark time in America. And who created that fucking dark time? Out of bullshit. Because COVID-19 never existed. There was never a fucking virus isolated called COVID-19. There just wasn't. It never fucking existed. A once in a century pandemic. Bullshit. This was a goddamn propaganda, goddamn production. Made as about 3 years since, it's been about 3 years since they took away the fucking law. There was a law in this country not that long ago. They couldn't do this shit. They couldn't use propaganda on the people. But these fucking communists, these fascists, these fucking goddamn, I always get hung up on that one because I grew up, You know, capitalism is, it's capitalism or communism. That's what it is. And capitalism is better than communism. They're all fucking capitalists, aren't they? Them Chinese that are fucking spending billions of dollars buying up our fucking farmland, they're not capitalists. No, that's a different thing, Henry. I really can't explain what it is. That's fucking capitalism, son of a bitch. Always has been. It's always been, we try to turn us, you know, one against the other for the fucking color of our skin, for the fucking, for religion, for any goddamn thing they can think of. But they will, because they do not want us to fucking get the goddamn idea. It's the filthy fucking rich taking every fucking thing right down to starving us to death because they want us dead. They have more than they could spend in 100 generations. There's too many of you people on this fucking planet. We bred too many slaves. Now we need to cull our fucking slaves. Come a culling, motherfucker. Pandemic, devastating joblessness. Shit. All fucking created. Everybody knows it was a plandemic and it was bullshit and they're still doing it. Like I said, goddamn, blame it on the fucking COVID. That never fucking existed. And it's got to the point where just like with 9-1-1, 9-11, a lot of people are going, yeah, goddamn, I guess, man, that didn't happen, man. I think it was up to 40%. This was 10 years ago. That people who understood that could not have happened the way they said that the buildings were blown down. They were demolished. And we know why. To hide the theft of $1 trillion. That's why. And to get a goddamn war going in fucking Iraq. Now, what did they say? 15 Saudi Arabians, 3 Jordanians flew a plane into the World Trade Center. Let's attack Iraq. Well, because we got this depleted uranium. Yellow cake uranium, says Powell. And then there was no yellow cake uranium. After the invasion had already went shit all the way to Baghdad, I think. And then you turn around. Oh, we're bringing democracy to them. That's a democracy. Did anybody ask you to come, you son of a bitch? Just like Syria. We're going to go over to Syria to help them people that, man, we've come to the point where we're warning people like the people in Africa. You find oil, you better keep your goddamn mouth shut. Just keep living like you're living until this fucking insanity's over. You find oil, they're going to come, boys. There's people that are going to want to help you. They're going to help you into the fucking ground and take your goddamn resource away from you. Get it through your head. I think that the Africans should really already have it through their fucking head. The blood diamonds, all the shit that's been taken from them. Devastating joblessness, clear and present threats to democracy. What democracy are you talking about? This is not a fucking democracy. If it was sold to us as a republic, it ain't even fucking that. This is just a fucking piece of real estate that belongs to the fucking free sovereign nationals that fucking occupy it. We've never had fucking a goddamn, that constitution never was. The people never consented to that shit. And the rule of law. Now that's a funny one. Doubts about America's future itself. And yet we've not wavered. We've not flinched. We've not given in. We've just fucking sat here in front of you and smile right in your face while we're taking every fucking thing you got and handing it to our Khazarian fucking Jew masters, aren't we? You son of a bitches. We haven't wavered. You fucking bunch of, you're a pack of cowardly, spineless, yellow shit-eating pedophiles is what you are. Canadian officials celebrated the new law as a windfall for Canada and its green energy manufacturing sector. Well, that's what we're right. I mean, our country is gone. I mean, we're supposed to be in, they said, at least a recession when we know that this is the deeper, darkest depression makes the former depression in the 20s look like a fucking child's play. But we know we're at least, I mean, they'll come out and tell you, yeah, we're in a recession. So let's go pump up the fucking manufacturing in Canada. Let's go help Canada. Let's give the Canadians something. Wow. Because we're representing you. Don't you know? So you gotta give them So they're from the Redmond, and I'm a vote, and I'm vote for him. You fucking retards. Which will benefit the Americans receiving tax credits for purchasing electric vehicles made in North America. In fact, not lost on critics of the legislation. Using your taxes to boost the Canadian automobile manufacturing sector is not going to reduce inflation in the United States. But it is quite a gift to Canada, the same country that sued the United States and the world in the World Trade Organization to get us to remove country of origin labels on our beef and pork. Representative Thomas Massie, this is just the one with the controlled opposition, you know, message out there. Yeah, there's somebody out there. Good thing our guys are watching. Let's go. The vote thing. I can vote with my right. Thomas Massie, Republican Kentucky, said Wednesday in response to Trudeau. Biden signed the legislation after it passed both chambers of the Congress and Congress on party lines. And Vice President Kamala Harris had to cast the tie-breaking vote. 51-50, people. And we're fucking going to go fucking... Our own economy is going to hell. We're going to go pump up the Canadian fucking... Hey, give me your goddamn wallet. We got to go help the Canadians. They're fucking... Just like goddamn... you go south, the goddamn Mexicans... If they did not have the remittances coming from this country, that is the money's being sent from this country by illegal aliens coming in here and working our fucking goddamn, land and for our resources, that's their number one fucking source of income. I guess, do people know that? But Donald Trump couldn't force him to pay for that wall. He just couldn't. He talked about removing the remittances. And then it just kind of died out. Yeah, we'll quit letting any fucking money leave this goddamn country to Mexico. Oh, no, you won't. Rand Paul actually came up and championed for the goddamn Mexicans. Said, we can't do that. That's the largest part of their fucking economy. That's your Rand Paul for you. Who's representing we the people? Who's representing the American nationals? Nobody. They never intended to, though. They're not, don't have to, because they're a fucking corporation that we allowed to fucking goddamn stick its fucking roots down in the ground and fucking in violation of the 9th article of the People's fucking Supreme Superior Ratified Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791. In direct violation. We allowed it. We didn't take those goddamn guns and go shoot those bastards when they did it. We just, oh, well, he looks pretty rich. I better lick his feet. You fucking fools. I mean, it's always been a case. I've watched a lot of these old documentaries. And goddamn, you know, you have 100,000 fucking people out there. And a goddamn, you know, maybe 100 fucking cops on horses and shit come in and just fucking beat the hell out of them, knock them around and fucking run them out. And they're wondering why they can't do that no more. Well, that's because we're going to bring our fucking guns. And we see you come in with your fucking horses. Your horses will be laying dead under you and you fucking laying dead on top of your horses, cocksuckers. If every one of those people I seen in all those old fucking flicks like that had a fucking just a pistol, they'd wipe them out. And you know, it's like, it goes back to like, I think about the mining wars, which my great grandfather were part of. Now those people, they were fucking fighting for socialism. They didn't know no goddamn better. They didn't know, they were uneducated. They didn't know that the goddamn ground they were fighting over belonged to them. And they were being slaves to bring the resource out and give it to the filthy fucking rich. When they could have just killed the filthy fucking rich, took the resource out and sold it themselves. It belonged to them. It's because two fucking queers go in the goddamn back room in the goddamn Senate building and do each other off and then go, well, here's your bribe and I'm going to give me a fucking goddamn lease on this fucking, mountain of fucking goddamn wealth that belongs to the people. But wait a minute, you didn't take it from us, son of a bitch. The only way you could take it from us is through an individual filing in your individual capacity in the common law court. And you would have to fucking do it. You'd have to, everybody who owns that goddamn mountain, which is everybody in the whole goddamn country, Or if it's a state mountain within a state jurisdiction, then the people in the state, you'd have to take every one of those to court, prove you had a right to take what belonged to them, which means it would be a form of redress for a grievance, like you hurt, damaged their property, so they want something of value to make it right with them. That's what it would be, and you would have to do it with every fucking one of them, but these idiots, fucking working like slaves for company fucking script. I mean, you talk about these motherfuckers, you cannot fucking imagine what they would do. Look what they do. We are fucking armed to the teeth. We are the largest army on planet goddamn Earth 10 times over. Nobody can fucking debate it. Look what they do with us having this many fucking goddamn guns. I know it takes balls to shoot one of them, and people are just polishing the hell out of them, but that's a lot of motherfucking guns. And still they do this. They do this right in our goddamn face. What would they do if you had no fucking guns, idiots? They've just about figured out that you ain't got the balls to use the ones you got, which is kind of frightening if you're one of them, but there's 40 million of us that'll fucking whip their ass. But when we do, we're kicking you son of a bitches out. Everybody who did not fucking step up to the plate and fucking get in the fucking game and fucking win that goddamn the freedom and liberty that they get for enforcing their supreme superior absolute law of December 15, 1791. You don't get it. If you don't fucking, if you're even an old person, whatever you are, just help. If you help and you fucking are on the right fucking side, you got nothing but fucking good shit ahead of you. You fucking do not help. You try to skate it or try to make money off it. Try to exploit it. Fill your pockets. You know, goddamn profiteering during wartime, especially a war like this. We'll fucking cut your nuts off before we hang you. And then we'll take everything you fucking got for the treason and sedition you have committed against your own fucking people. Go out and buy a gun and protect my fucking money I stole from you. That's your fucking attitude, ain't it? That's where we're at on this thing here. Trudeau, oh yeah, he's very excited about getting our money. Let's see. I think we may have got through this son of a bitch. Mark me as amazed. No, nope, there's a little bit more. Biden took aim at Republicans for their opposition. It's a Republican-Democrat kind of thing. It's left-right. There is no fucking law. I mean, just tell me what is the goddamn factual law of the thing, and I'll tell you fucking who's in the right. Real fucking quick. But, I mean, they keep it, they've taken our fucking goddamn common law, our common law and our common law courts, and they have fucking just twisted everything. They've removed it. Anything that has to do with facts. So they're operating on administrative admiralty and subject matter that they get to interpret through a star chamber fucking court. There is no goddamn law in this country, people. Believe me. Any reason, they want, if a gang of them, these mobsters want to get somebody, they can go and play, get their law firm and go into the Star Chamber Court and, play the fucking game. But it's already decided and it has nothing to do with fact. It has nothing to do with law. It has nothing to do with goddamn justice. It's just goddamn money, 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 money. This is goddamn turf wars. Mafia turf wars. That's what we're fucking watching. Democrats sided with the American people. Biden took aim at Republicans for their opposition to the legislation Tuesday, arguing that they took the side of special interest. Oh, mercy, man. What did you do when you handed a fucking goddamn subsidy to another fucking country for their automobile industry? Why this country's going down the sewer pipe, you stupid? Oh, you're not stupid. You're very fucking...
Aren't they all taking special interest, Henry?
Yeah.
Every single last one of them. That's how they can become millionaires within a year.
Well, of course they will. I mean, this is, what have we seen? Think about it, Dion. Obama, he was slippery about it, but all the stimulus packages like GE getting the money to build a new plant, you know, this was stimulus money because we had a fucking, the 2008 fucking international fraud. The derivatives bubble burst, remember? And so we're going to stimulus money. We're going to GE some stimulus money. And so they can go to China and build a goddamn light bulb plant that makes these certain kind of light bulbs and then come back here and have a law passed so we can't use the light bulbs, the incandescent bulbs we've been using since there was the first light bulb. And we have to buy these light bulbs from them and that we build the fucking factory for them in China to stimulate our economy. How does that, and plus the money that all the money that GE lost that year came onto their American books. People got to understand they got 50 sets of fucking books in different countries around the world. And they take all their fucking losses, they put them on their books in America, and they get a big old fucking check at the end of the year. Our people are going under? Why our people are sleeping under goddamn highway underpasses, man? I mean, they're just doing it to us, and they're going to keep doing it to us until we fucking bitch slap them down and take it back and stop it. As long as we allow it, they will fucking do it. I mean, what you try to think of something that if we would allow it, they wouldn't. They'd do something so heinous that their own conscience would stop them. That would assume that they had a conscience, which they don't. But I mean, try to think of anything that they would want to do that their own conscience would stop them if they decided to do it, and it's because it's so wrong. I mean, they are doing so many things that are so fucking wrong right now that you can't count them all. You can't begin to count them all. From 1,000 different directions, they are doing it. They are definitely an absolute violation of the Supreme, Superior, Absolute, Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791. That is the Bill of Rights of We the People. They're pissing all over it right in front of our faces. They are fucking taking just... Well, I have this authority over you. You do what I tell you. Fuck you. Let me see your fucking authority. All my authority is this goddamn jackbooted thug here. This, Blackwater USA son of a bitch I privately hired that privately works for me to push my private goddamn policies as public fucking law. And force you. You want to bet? I'll blow your fucking goddamn, your private goddamn army fucking away. And we will have public law for private fucking purposes like it was intended for this country. Shove your Roman civil law up your fucking ass, you cocksuckers. I mean, relabel it the Uniform Commercial Code and think you're going to fucking do it? You ain't fucking going to do it. You'll get away with it for a while. But when that goddamn hunger hits, man, I cannot wait to see the jungle erupt. I cannot wait to see you motherfuckers fleeing for your fucking lives. I cannot wait for your goddamn 30-foot goddamn walls around your to just be blown down. You think you can stop people with fucking walls? Look how what a great job that's done on the southern border. Not to mention fucking a cat, anything, man. If you went through that fucking wall, if it's war, it's war. Yeah, I mean, they had started, and they quit reporting on it. About these people inside these gated communities, these rich people and the fucking people were going in, raiding their fucking houses, going in and taking all their fucking shit. That's just the beginning. You fucking assholes have asked for this. You got whatever comes to you. You goddamn sure got it coming. You've earned it. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
what you want to do. I get the feeling more and more now I've been made the fool. They take you wrong, they call your name, say you don't even try. Back in the spot, I guess nobody sees I ain't satisfied. I don't remember what it is they done to me.
Too many mornings
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 1240 Pacific Time, and that was Hogjaw with Swamp. I didn't play. I had another song on there. I didn't play it. I'm going to have to find it. Reload it, I guess. Find one every once in a while. But it's going to happen. Let's see where we were here. I mean, how much is it going to take? More than 40 times the number of Americans who died in World War II are now dead from COVID vaccines. And see, even when they bring it, it's not a vaccine. CDC, you put it on your fucking site. It's not a vaccine. It is a biological goddamn weapon. It's a kill agent. Quit calling. But see, that's how these son of a bitches will do. They will admit the goddamn truth and then keep telling the fucking lie. They're unbelievable. This is from Natural News. It was sent in by Misty for a discussion. I'm from thetrenchesworldreport.com. There are varying educated opinions about the true number of deaths caused by Wuhan coronavirus. COVID-19 doesn't exist. And the vaccines aren't vaccines. These are biological kill weapons worldwide. According to Steve Kirsch, a conservative estimate is around 12 million people, a figure 40 times higher than the number of Americans who died during World War II. They're killing the fuck out of us people. We're sitting here, my gun will knock your goddamn eyes out. 12 million of our people have been fucking slaughtered. What are we doing here, people? Well, we're just allowing it. That's what we're doing. Well, don't make me keep allowing you to do this. I might just not allow you. Grish says a reasonable way to estimate COVID jab deaths is to divide the number of doses by 1,000 based on the 600 million doses delivered just in the United States. This amounts to 600,000 deaths, which he says is right in the ballpark. An even more conservative calculation is to divide the number of doses by 2,500. This is the method Matthew Crawford used to conclude that 411 people die per 1 million doses of the shot administered. As a type of independent peer review, Kirsch offered up a $1 million reward to anyone who is able to debunk Crawford's figures. Our figures so far nobody has even attempted to refute it. You know, it's kind of like if anybody who can produce the study that shows that COVID-19 ever existed, and there was rewards for, you're going to see them. This has all been a fucking scam. It's all been a production. A propaganda production. And the stupid that fell for it, I'm sorry for you. You're fucked up in the head. We're killing nearly close to 10,000 people every single day. The latest rate was roughly 8.46 million doses a day. So we're killing 10,000 people a day. In the 70s with the, swine flu, when they had killed 10,000 people, they shut it down, remember? I think they're going for, we're starting the 21st century here. We're not that far into it, the 21st century. But the bottom line is, in the 20th century, they killed, 250 million people or something like that. I mean, it was an outrageous fucking amount. I can't remember the exact figures. But that was killed by their governments. What they called their governments. They're not our governments. These are goddamn fucking freelance motherfucking murderers. Murder Incorporated. These goddamn Zionist Jews. They're the ones that did fucking Murder Incorporated, you know. And that's what we're fucking seeing here. We're killing close to 10,000 people a day. Enough to shut the swine flu shot down in the 70s. Now, when it hit 10,000, they stopped it. But no, we're trying to boost it. In fact, we're talking about, goddamn, we should, let's add this monkeypox thing. Let's make people take monkeypox things so that they can get fucking AIDS and shit just like the queers do, and they don't even have to booger another man. Since 385,000 babies are born every day, this killing spree can theoretically go on forever, Krish notes. Even if the birth rate ends up dropping by 90% due to the long-term sterilizing effects of the shot. No matter how you look at it, a lot of people are dying from these things. And governments have yet to acknowledge that fact. If the fact is there, I mean, just, well, I guess if a tree falls in the forest and the government doesn't acknowledge it, it doesn't make a fucking sound. I mean, this is so goddamn bizarre, and now this guy, I mean, this is completely out of reality. Fact, or the fact that COVID jab deaths are far higher than actual COVID deaths, which there weren't no actual COVID deaths because there wasn't no goddamn COVID-19. It was the goddamn flu. For the first time in the history of the world, we had zero fucking flu fucking deaths. Deaths caused by fucking flu. By colds, because that's what the COVID-19 fucking was. They called it coronavirus at first, which means you're fucking common cold. Been on the back of the Lysol can for fucking goddamn ever since I was a little kid. But here you go, man. COVID deaths. You had to throw it in there, you know, actual COVID. There were none! There couldn't be! There has to be something to do the killing before there can be some killing. Assuming COVID is even real as the virus, claim it is. It isn't fucking assuming. Assuming it's fucking real after all. You're talking about goddamn 600,000 fucking deaths. You're talking about, I mean, what they come for? 12 million people? You're talking about 12 million fucking people. Yeah, it's the virus. If it's the virus, they claim it is. I mean, Jesus Christ almighty. We're gone. We've lost our goddamn minds, people. Oddly enough, or perhaps not to readers in the know, almost nobody who refused the shots is getting sick with COVID because it don't exist anymore. The people falling ill or dying are those who got, quote, fully vaccinated, boosters included. And that's what I'm seeing here, too. I mean, just that's the people that are dying. Go get your booster shot and get your fucking $1,200 and I'll see you in the next world. Education exodus. Let's see what we got going here. Coffee. Okay. This is from American Greatness. It was sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. School reopening time is almost upon us. Large numbers of parents have opted out of government-run schools. Over the past 2 years, K through 12 enrollment has declined by nearly 3% or about 1.3 million students. Everybody should, why would you put your kids in one of those goddamn fucked up communist goddamn indoctrination centers? I do not know. Nationwide.
Transvestite schools too, Henry. I said transvestite, these damn transgender schools too.
You're goddamn right.
That's what they want.
That's what
part of their curriculum now.
You know, easy to control a transvestite or a fucking queer. Not so easy to control a fucking free man. Enrollment has declined by nearly 3% or about 1.3 million students nationwide, according to a recent study by the American Enterprise Institute. Children who had gone to school that were shuttered during the COVID panic have been much less likely to return to traditional public schools. And every time they say it, I know you guys hate it. Every time they say COVID, I'm going to tell you COVID-19 never existed. COVID-19 never existed. COVID-19 never existed. Shove that up your ass, Goebbels. Big city school districts have seen massive exodus. In New York City, there were over 1 million enrolled students in the 2019 through 2020 school year, but the city anticipates just 760,439 children will be attending by the end of 2022 to 2023. Chicago students are also leaving the plantation. There were about 400,000 attendees in 2010. That number dwindled to about 330,000. What do we have there? 330,000 as of March 2021, which was much bigger losses expected. Bigger losses expected when updated enrollment numbers are released. Also, of Chicago's 478,000 traditional public schools, almost one third are less than half full. Additionally, the 20 most abandoned schools in the Windy City are only 5% to 25% full. Well, you'd think that all these abandoned schools, the fucking goddamn money, they wouldn't need as much money. But then we need the money for Canada. We need the money for fucking Ukraine. We need the money for, I mean, it's not money. It's not, they need this milk our mouth out. They bankrupted our country. And they're fucking goddamn divvying up the fucking goddamn proceeds with the fucking international corporate mafia sitting over there in fucking the Ukraine. Where you better stay away. It's too fucking dangerous here. I just see these son of a bitches sitting around a big table. Fucking, I mean, dividing the cash up right there in fucking front of you. By the pallet. And then having their fucking boys carry it out. And go, yeah, you can take this and you take this. Goddamn, look, this is, you ever think we could ever do something like this? They wouldn't even do nothing. They do know. And they're doing nothing. They're allowing us to do this. Oh, well, why should we stop? There's no disincentive. Attendance, 2021 school year was particularly jarring as attendance dropped by more than 27,000 students, a decline of close to 6%, a steeper slide than in any recent year. Even more shocking is that, as reported by the Los Angeles Times, nearly half of the loss at Los Angeles Unified students, more than 200,000 children, have been chronically absent this last school year, meaning they have missed at least 9% of the academic year. Yeah, they miss nothing. All they're teaching is fucking fagism and communism, teaching how to be a little fucking activist at 12. You know, you look back on the Cultural Revolution of fucking the 60s, old fucking Mao Zedong. Who killed who? The young people killed the old people for communism, for a fucking, I mean, what a stupid people you are. You are got to be the dumbest fucking people on the planet. You couldn't get your act together enough to fucking form up and fucking make communities where you could feed yourself or what was the deal? I mean, just, it was a lot of fucking money. Who knows? I'm sure there was a hell's of money coming from the United States through Russia to the goddamn Mao Zedong. And now you hear him now fucking praising him. Goddamn, we all should be like the Chinese. We should let the Chinese run everything. Goddamn, look at what a great job they're doing. Look at their fucking multi-billionaires over here doing the capitalism thing over here in the United States, taking our fucking growing lands so that we can fucking starve to death. What do you think, guys? 9% of the academic year. While children are abandoning the traditional public schools, are teaching teachers are bidding adieu. I guess it is what it here. Also, I mean, what the hell? I mean, put a phrase like that in this important fucking message. According to recent reports, they are or are about to, in droves. In February 2022, the National Educational Association released the results of a poll which found that 55% of educators are thinking about leaving the profession earlier than they had planned. More recently, the RAND Corporation, yeah, the RAND Corporation keeps popping up, doesn't it? That's another one. I mean, that's it. Just sitting back there. We don't know who the motherfuckers are. We need to destroy bullshit. We know exactly who they are, and they're just a fucking handful, and we won't fucking do it. that about one-third of teachers and principals said they were likely to leave their current job. Well worth noting is that the unburdened by a traditional public school, mismanagement, charter schools, private schools, and homeschooling are thriving. Is anyone surprised? Hell no, never have been. Goddamn if you hadn't fucking went for this goddamn public bull school bullshit, letting the fucking government taking over the goddamn educating of your fucking kids, you fucking fools. We wouldn't be living in this hell. Thank you for your stupidity. This is to the generations before me. Thank you for your stupidity and your fucking cowardice. Now we gotta fucking die. We gotta fix this shit. We're a sacrifice generation. That's what we are. We have to sacrifice our fucking lives, our fucking goddamn, you know, our trip through this goddamn, to me, you know, I ain't religious, so to me, you know, being 10 million fucking spermine and however many fucking eggs, and I got born, I got to live through this, I won the fucking lottery. And you fucking shit on it. The generations, but when it was easy back in 1930 when they took the gold, you should have wiped their fucking ass in the beginning. When they put up a goddamn constitution and said, we're going to ratify this. No, you fucking ain't. The people do not give consent. In fact, we're going to come there and hang every son of a bitch in one of you and take everything you got. Why didn't they? I just don't get it. I would love to go back in time and just fucking ask them. Why didn't you do that? You knew that they were the cocksuckers in the fucking colonies that were doing the king's bidding, that were causing the misery, that caused you to rise up for your fucking rights. You knew it. You knew that they fucked the people that they fucking contracted with. Well, people thinking they were joining the Continental Army. The Continental Army. Boy, they come up with that pretty fucking quick. You know, the American Nationals were only fighting the fucking British for a year and 3 months before they come up with that one, wouldn't they? So that they could hijack the son of a bitch and make it also we can have our own corporate fiefdoms and stuff and you guys can be our slaves. You're going to like being our slaves. Maybe better than having that king, being that king slave because he's a bad old fucker. It's like the other guy said, what's worse, fucking, one tyrant 3,000 miles away or 3,000 tyrants 1 mile away. I guess we found that one out, didn't we? These son of a bitches do not have what it takes to keep this hold on us. We don't have to do this, people. If you're fucking, I don't know what to, I've run out of fucking ideas of how to move people to realize that we have to fucking do this and we need to do it yesterday. This should have been done a long time. This should have been done generations ago. We have been put in the unique position of just, we're a sacrifice generation. If freedom and liberty is to stay alive in this fucking country, we are a sacrifice generation. And I'm not talking about the ones below us because they're going to try the same fucking thing that Mao tried. They're going to try to get your children to fucking kill you. Because boy, look at this cool, they got all the fucking resources in the world to make it seem like a goddamn a trip to Disneyland. But as soon as they get control, then that iron hand comes out of that fucking velvet glove and then down on their goddamn throats. And they realize what they've fucking done after they've given up all their guns, just like the people in fucking goddamn Australia, New Zealand, in Britain. They gave up their fucking guns. They gave up their fucking guns. God damn it. How could you not know that was a fool's fucking goddamn move? Better to have fought. I mean, if you'd have fought then, fucking shit. I would have joined. I would have went to goddamn Australia if I could. To fight at your fucking side for fucking freedom and liberty. You gave your fucking guns up. It blows me away. You knew what these son of a bitches were. It's like with when the true founders came over here, the people that were sent over here under contract as goddamn indentured slaves. They imagine to come over here voluntarily as an indentured slave to get away from what was fucking over there. How bad was it over there? Well, that's how what you're getting right now. Just like Albert Pike fucking promised you would. You are going to answer up for fucking being insolent to our king and our queen. You're gonna wish you hadn't. You would have just obeyed orders and bowed and took that German fucking prince, or maybe let George Washington be king, because they all ended up being fucking taken and made lords and fucking duchesses and archdukes and what might fucking have you. You know they did when they settled the War of 1812 because they came right back and they'd already give the son of a bitch and king a charter to go across the country and rape every fucking goddamn resource in it. You think, is that to the victor goes the fucking goddamn spoils, or is that to the vanquished go the fucking spoils? We've been doing this for too fucking long, rebuilding Japan, rebuilding. We whip the fuck out of it, we go and we fight and we win half of fucking Europe and hand it over to the goddamn communists. The duplicity. When it comes down to it, you know, fucking, what's one person's life, I guess? But it's all of us, as individuals. They took our fucking life. Just think what a life we could have had. We were supposed to have. That our forefathers fought for us to have. And this is what we're fucking living. It is pure insanity. It's insanity for us to allow it. I will not be here tomorrow. I got to go say goodbye to a friend. So this will be the end of the week. We'll be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, I mean, just goddamn. What do you got to lose, really? What else can you say? What do you got to lose? What are you hanging around for? More fucking misery? I don't get it, man. I really don't. I never will. That's the word from the trenches.
Man above. We're a good one, brother.
You do the same, brother.
I have done all I can do.
Cookies!